Transmission will start in 3, 2, 1, in.
Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic, I could not resist. Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet again. And away to his castle we'll go. To be happy forever, I know. Someday when spring is here,
hello once again, time travelers. It is Chris Earle. It will be Time Travel with Prince today here with you until 6 p.m. We lost Prince in 2016, doing a little tribute for him. Little mini celebration of Prince here for the next hour. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station, WMFO in Medford.
All right, let's start the show.
released as the final single from the most popular Prince album of all time, Purple Rain, released in January of 1985. That's Take Me With You. We had I Would Die For You. We had Let's Go Crazy. And we also had the big hit, the number one hit, When Doves Cry, from that album. Plus all kinds of other great songs off Purple Rain. I'm going to jump all over the place here with you and do a little Prince from every decade. This next one is from the New Power Generation. It was credited to the New Power Generation as Prince was going through his name change. This is New Power Soul from the album New Power Soul, here on Time Travel with Prince, here with you until 6.
To the darkness, let there be light. To the sound man, turn up my voice real tight. To the MPG, if you win this mother, scream. Show me how y'all get down. 1, 2, 3, come on. Show that lives up to all your funk expectation, no matter how high or low. A reason to get your freak on in a way you never freaked before. New power soul, lay claim to the booty. Come on, let's go.
Let me see you get down. Let the head bob get freaky.
Come on,
let the head bob.
We should all come together to the new power soul.
Let me see you get down.
Better. Come on, baby, let's go. Every while, any day, twice, funky matters in our ear. But as long as we keep our love strong, we'll never shed no tears.
The brothers be threatening to jump off buildings. Repower's what they fear.
Love for one another rising.
New power soul is here.
Let me see you get down. We should all come together to the new power soul.
Let's see you get down.
Come on, come on. It'll make you feel much better. Come on, baby, let's go. New power soul.
Seventh day, making mad sex until you're in my arms. Okay, cause when you love somebody like that, it's cool. You got no need for the shooby dooby doo.
The good life, yeah, we'll be living.
Pitching up on every freak this side of heaven.
Come on, come on, shake it, come on.
You know I beats the one with the funky music, huh? And I'm laying fat claims to the booty. Fat claims to the new power booty. Keeping the crowd moving, y'all. Is my one and only duty. Ooh-wee. With the new power soul.
Everybody coming to
released 14 years after the very popular Purple Rain. That is from the 1998 album New Power Soul, title track New Power Soul. It was not reviewed very well by the critics, but it does have some great Prince songs on there. It was credited to the New Power Generation, but you had Come on there and a song called Mad Sex and a hidden track, track 49. It went from track 10 all the way to track 49. It was a hidden track on there called Wasted Kisses, which is one of my favorites that I've played a few times here on Time Travel. It is Time Travel with Prince here with you until 6 p.m. Well, the new Batman movie came out, and it was okay. I'd never see it again, but it was okay. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Would I watch it again? No. So let's go back to 1989. Would I watch that again? Yeah. Was it a good movie? No. But Bat Dance was good.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Enema.
All right, maybe it wasn't so good, but to each his own. Bat Dance is okay. Would I listen to again? Yes, because it's Prince. Coming up next is Endorphin Machine from the Gold Experience from 1995, a great Prince album. Probably bring a few of you Prince fans back into more familiar territory. This is Raspberry Beret from the Around the World in a Day album from 1985.
Boss was Mr. McGee. stolen here. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry footprint, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry footprint, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry footprint, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. This is, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had a chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. This baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then, love on
The follow-up to Purple Rain was the very kind of odd Around the World in a Day. Still a great album by Prince and the Revolution, but not what people were expecting after the rock and roll of Purple Rain. You had a couple of odd little ducks in there and Around the World in a Day, and The Ladder is on there, and Tambourine, and Paisley Park. Just a different mood altogether there. Still a great Prince album. Next one is from 2006. This is one of my favorite Prince, quote, comeback, unquote, albums. In 2006, he did an album called 3121, and it had some really, really strong Prince singles on there, including this one, a spiritual follow-up to Kiss. This one's called Black Sweat, here on Time Travel with Chris Earle.
Working up a black sweat. I'm working. Oh,
from 2006. That's Black Sweat here on Time Travel with Prince. Here with you till 6 p.m. I'm going to bring you back to 1982 now, and I'm going to give you the album that I think is the strongest of all the Prince albums. I've been a Prince fan since this album. 1999 is my favorite Prince album. Came out in 1982, and it has some phenomenal, phenomenal songs on there. There's not a loser in the bunch, I don't think. Not that Purple Rain had any losers, but I just think this is Prince when he was at his core and he was at his best. This entire 1999 album is just fantastic. I'm going to give you a deeper cut off of that album. You might know Delirious, you might know Little Red Corvette, but do you know that All the Critics Love You in New York?
Love you in New York. You don't have to keep the beat. They'll still think it's neat in New York. You can wear what you want to. Doesn't matter in New York. You could cut off all your hair. I don't think they care in New York. Critics love you in New York. They won't say that you're naive if you play what you believe in New York. Purple love and more, it's all you're in it for. But don't show it. The reason that you're cool is 'cause you're from the old school and they know it. All your critics love you. Want to? All the critics love you in New York. You can dance if you want to. All the critics love you in New York. Fuck.
A little naughty. Let me bring you back to more familiar territory.
Ah! this.
From the album Parade, which was the soundtrack to the lousy movie Under the Cherry Moon, that's Prince with Kiss. That was the only real big one off of that album, shot right to number one, just an odd little number on there. And it was just, it stood out so much compared to the rest of the album, which was really good. I really enjoyed that album as well, but that was the big single off of there. Mountains is a great song off of Parade too, but man, what a lousy movie Under the Cherry Moon was. What a lousy movie. Kristen St. Thomas is in it, though. Or Kristen Scott Thomas. One of the Thomases. It was Thomas's English Muffin who starred with Prince in Under the Cherry Moon. Oh, well. Let's go on to the next thing. It's Time Travel with Prince. Here with you till 6. I'm going to stop yakking. Let's play the 1979 version of a very popular 1987 song from Sign of the Times. This is I Would Never Take the Place of Your Man, in parentheses, 1979 version. It's a good song. I'll just stop yakking and play it. There. It's nice to see that on the Sign of the Times deluxe version that came out the year before last. It had tons of unreleased songs from the Prince Vault on there. Just a great, great release. Next one is from 2014 from the Artificial Age album. This is Artificial Cage here on Time Travel.
Welcome home, class. You come a long way.
You come a long way.
You come a long way.
Mine damer her, kongen og dronningen.
midt imellem. Velkommen til timen. I skal til at gøre noget, der vil forandre jeres liv for evigt.
Pretty solid stuff there from Prince in his late career, I would say, from 2014. Artificial Cage from Artificial Age here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. I just wish he stuck with that theme and we heard more of that futuristic sound and that little story he started to do. And then he kind of goes away in mid-album and has nothing to do with anything anymore. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 6 p.m. I'm going to go back to 1984 and give you probably the best B-side that Prince put out, although there's so many great ones, Erotic City and Scarlet P and a bunch of other ones like that. This is a good one. It's She's Always in My Hair here on Time Travel.
Never I feel like giving up. When
Released as a B-side to both Paisley Park and Raspberry Beret, that is She's Always in My Hair here on Time Travel. I'm going to bring you back to 1979 once again with a little naughty Prince. This is when Prince is getting a little naughty. This is Horny Toad here on Time Travel. Is the naughty Prince we all know and love from the 70s and 80s. Horny Toad here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. This next one is Stand Up and Be Strong. It is a cover from Soul Asylum. He didn't do too many covers, Prince, but this is a great version of this. I thought just a great song, and I thought he did a pretty good job on this one. It's from the album Welcome to America. It came out last year. However, Welcome to America was recorded in 2010. He recorded a full album, and he never came out with the album in 2010. And the Prince Vault released it last year. And it's decent. Not phenomenal. It's decent. It's got good Prince tunes on it, but nothing really stands out really tall as a single there. But I did like this one, so I'm going to play Stand Up and Be Strong for you from Welcome to America from 2021, recorded in 2010 by Prince. And we only have short time left. You're listening to Time Travel with Prince. Prince died in 2016, April 21st. Be back next week. Good night, time travelers. I'm going to leave you with this. You guys have a great weekend. Hope you had a nice Easter. R.I.P. Prince. The music stays. He was a great guy. He was my favorite artist. And he was also known as The Artist. But he was my favorite artist, and I miss him. And the relationships come and go, but music always stays with you. I always have fond memories of Prince with my friends. And also, on my lonesome. Prince is a great healer. Great music. All right. Take it easy.
Too long, and your rights are all wrong.